I want to praise you, Lord. Much more than I do, I want to praise you, Lord. Much more than I do. Learn to seek your face and the knowledge of your grace. I want to praise you.
Greetings, Israelite brothers and sisters who praise Yahweh. May the divine influence be with you. This is an introduction for our study on Jew or Judah. You can follow along with the article by going to www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Jew or Judah is found in the Word Studies menu. Did you know that the word Judah means those who praise Yah? If you stop and think about it, who are those who praise Yahweh? We're about to start a 10-part series in which we will examine every time the word Jew is used in Scripture. The word Jew replaced the Hebrew and Greek words for Judah in the 18th century AD. The original manuscripts never used the word Jew. The word Jew is a made-up word, made up by the Jews, who, as we will discover in this study, are not Israelites or of the tribe of Judah. They are Edomites and are descendants of Esau. The made-up word Jew was added to the scriptures and replaced the original words Yehuda and Judeos. A Jew is not Yehuda or Judeos. Jews are Canaanite, Edomite, Idumeans. The only reason why all this is confusing is because the Jews are impersonating as Judahites of the house of Judah. In the 1st century BC, when the land of Judah was merged with the Jews' land of Idumea into Judea, it changed the ability for Judahites to be called Judahites, because the land of Judah was now called Judea. So the Judahites were then called Judeans. But since Edomite Jews from Idumea were also living in Judea, they too were then called Judeans. So now you have God's children and the devil's children, both called Judeans, because they were both citizens of Judea. In America, which was founded as a white Christian nation under God, Americans were exclusively white people. When the Jews came over and usurped our government, as they usurped the priesthood during Christ's time, they opened our borders, and now Mexicans, Asians, Arabs, Blacks, and Jews are called Americans. But they are not Americans by our racial posterity. The same thing with Judea. Judahites were exclusively Israelites of the house of Judah, which included Benjamin and Levi. When the agendas of the Seleucid dynasty, John Hyrcanus, and Herod opened the borders of Judah, Idumean, Edomite, and Canaanite Jews were integrated into the land of Judah, and then they were called Judeans too. That's how they successfully stole the identity of Judah. They officially stole the identity in the 18th century when they were able to slip the word Jew into the revisions. They craftily took the Latin 4th century word for Judahite, Judaeus, and seized opportunity on the many shortened forms of Judaeus and changed it to Jew. Those shortened forms of Judaeus started out as U, I-O-U, and U, I-U-U, and U, E-W-E, and many other variations, and by the 16th century, when the letter J was invented, U, E-W-E, magically became Jew, and then it became the presumption everyone believes as a fact, but is not. The Jews are not the tribe of Judah. The Jews didn't even claim they were Israelites or Hebrews until 1860 A.D.
Encyclopedia Judaica, 1971, Volume 10, 23.
Just because it says Jews in your King James Bible and other versions does not mean that the Jews are the people of the Bible, because they are not. You are being deceived by changes made to Scripture. That's why we need to study. The Jews are the enemies of the people of the Bible. Jews are properly identified in Scripture as Edomites, Idumeans, Canaanites, Amalekites, tares, wolves, foxes, vessels fit for destruction, clouds without water, fruitless trees, twice dead and plucked up by the roots, the people of Yahweh's curse, chaff, false brethren, and children of the devil. How could the children of the devil trick God's children into becoming twofold children of hell, fall from grace, and be blotted out of the book of life? Easy. Change the word of God, which gives life, into the damning lies of church doctrine and Jewish fables. Erase the true identity and heritage of Israelites, and replace it with the identity and heritage of Jews. And when you control the publishing houses and media, you can change the jots and tittles. This didn't happen overnight. It happened over 2,000 years, and now look at the result. 33,000 denominations claiming Christianity. True Israelites identifying as trans-Gentiles. Jews impersonating the tribe of Judah and claiming they are Israelites. Many false doctrines and perverted scripture teachings based on lies. And everyone is worshiping a Jewish Jesus. But Jesus was not a Jew. Jesus was of the tribe of Judah. The tribe of Judah were not Jews. So who are the Israelites and those of the tribe of Judah? Well, we won't spend a lot of time proving who Israel is, because there are many other studies which prove that the white race are the children of Israel and are the race of Adam. Links at the end of this document provide all the evidence you need. You will see proof from the mouth of God, of Jesus, of famous men throughout history, and from the Jews' own mouths, that the Jews are not Israelites or Judahites. And you will see proof that we Caucasian Anglo-Saxon peoples are the true Israelites of Scripture, and the ones that fit all the marks of the children of Yisrael. We are the ones who praise Yah. I want to familiarize you with the terms, words, definitions, and meanings in this introduction, because unless you are a seasoned student of the Word, and the Holy Spirit helps you decode the message, you won't be able to tell who's Jew and who is Judah. You must understand that the Scriptures have been heavily tampered with. The King James perversion is not the inerrant Word of God. Let's start with the Old Testament Hebrew. The Old Testament is not a separate book or covenant from the New Testament. It's all one covenant with the same people. The only change from the Old Testament to the New is that the priesthood, its sacrificial rituals, and its ordinances were done away with when Christ was sacrificed and was risen and became our high priest. The need for priests, a priesthood, sacrifices, and rituals were no longer needed. Christ fulfilled those. The Jews try to claim they are of the tribe of Judah. Judah was one of six sons born to Jacob and Leah. Jacob and Leah were not Jews, and Leah did not bear five Israelite sons and one Jewish son named Judah. In the BC days of the covenant in the so-called Old Testament, the Hebrew word for Judah, which is Yahuda, was replaced by the 18th century word Jew. Over 14 centuries, the Latin word for Judah, Judaeus, became shortened to U, and had many variations of spelling from the 4th to the 18th century. The letter J was introduced into the English language in the 17th century, and when revisions of the Bible were printed, the word Jew was placed where the Latin shortened form of Judaeus was, and every translation and revision forward continued to use this word Jew, which does not belong in Scripture. Jews are identified as Edomites and Idumeans in Scripture. Taking the Hebrew word for Judah, Yahuda, and replacing it with Jew is identity theft. If the Jews are Israelites or of the tribe of Judah, then why do only 7 of 40 Old Testament books use the word Jew? If the Old Testament is supposed to be about Jews, then why are they not mentioned in 33 books of the Old Testament? Israelites are mentioned in every book of the Bible. The word Jew never replaces the word Israel in the whole Bible. The word Jew only replaced the word Judah. H3063, Yahuda, is the Hebrew for Judah. It's used 820 times in the Old Testament. It identifies the man Judah, the tribe of Judah, the house of Judah, and the territory of Judah. It never identifies Jews in the Old Testament, ever. H3061, Yahud, is the Aramaic for the territory of Judah. It's a noun locative. H3062, Yahudai, is the Aramaic for identifying those of the house of Judah, Judahites. The Aramaic for Judahites was used in Ezra and Daniel. This is because the Aramaic language, which is Syrian, was used in Babylon, where the house of Judah was in captivity, which the Jews proudly boast that they have never been in bondage to no man, proving that they are not Israelites by their own mouths, because Israelites were in bondage in Egypt, Assyria, and Babylon. And we are still today in Mystery Babylon, which is the Jewish matrix of deceit, controlled through banking, the media, legal fraud, and consumerism, all controlled by Jews. H3064, Yahudim, is used 75 times and was replaced with Jews. Yahudim are Judahites. It's used in 2 Kings, Nehemiah, Esther, Jeremiah, and Zechariah. These books were specifically about the house of Judah, Judahites. So every time you see the word Jew in the Old Testament, it never is identifying a Jew. You need to know that every time you see Jew in the Old Testament, you should understand that it's identifying Israelites of the house of Judah, Judahites. The New Testament is a whole nother animal. The word Jew also replaced the Greek word for Judah in the New Testament. Judah in the New Testament Greek is Judaeos, which is a Judahite. Everywhere you see Jew, it should read Judean, and it refers to Judahites of the house of Judah, and sometimes it is referring to Jews. This is the tricky part that fools the unlearned. Jews in the New Testament replaced Judaeos, which is a Judahite, but it can be referring to an Edomite, and is an Edomite many times, especially in the Gospel of John. Don't forget, there were deceived Judahites who were brainwashed, whom Yeshua was exhorting, and at the same time, condemning the Edomites. This is because there were Judahite and Edomite Judeans. There were Judahite and Edomites in the priesthood and on the council. The Judahites could repent and follow Christ because they were of Christ. The Jews would not and could not repent because they are not of Christ. They were of their father, the devil. Devils don't repent, and devils do not enter into the kingdom of heaven. The word Jew in the New Testament should always be either Judahites or Judeans, because Judaeos is the equivalent of the Hebrew word Yahuda, which is one from the tribe of Judah, or the house of Judah. A Judahite is never a Jew. A Judean can be an Israelite or a Jew, because at that point in history, Judea was occupied by Israelites and Canaanite Edomite Jews. Knowing some scriptural history is important to understanding the mystery. Here is some history regarding the land of Judah and the land of Idumea. Judah was the land of the tribe of Judah. This was land inhabited by Israelites of the house of Judah. Idumea was the land of the tribes of Esau. This land was inhabited by Edomites of the house of Esau. During the 1st century BC, the land of Judah was forcibly merged with the land of Idumea, which is how we got the name Judea for the land once known as Judah. Judea, in the Greek, is Judea. If the lands of Judah and Idumea were never merged, the land of Judah would have been Yuda in the Greek. So instead of Judah being Israelite land with Israelites living in it, and Idumea being Edomite land with Edomites living in it, those lands were merged, and Jews and Israelites were forced to live together. Jews were forced to be circumcised and adopt the faith of the Israelites. So a Judean at this time was not only a Judahite Israelite of the house of Judah, but also included Edomite Jews of Idumea. The faith of the Israelites before it was called Christianity was called the Way. When the Jews were assimilated into the land, they turned Christianity into Judaism, which later became Judeo-Christianity,
which is an abomination.
So you must be Jew savvy to be able to tell who is Jew and who is Judah in the New Testament. And you must be doctrinal savvy to be able to tell the difference between 33,000 denominational beliefs and the belief. G2453, Judeos, was replaced by Jew 196 times in the New Testament. Judeos are Judahites. Every time it should read Judean, which could be referring to an Edomite Jewish Judean or an Israelite Judahite Judean. Every time you read Jew, you should distinguish if it's a Judean Jew or a Judean Judahite, meaning an Edomite Judean or an Israelite Judean. The Hebrew Yahudim and the Greek Judeos are the same, Judahites. The Jews are trying to impersonate the tribe of Judah. They only started claiming to be Hebrews and Israelites in 1860 AD. Jesus was not referred to as a so-called Jew until the 18th century, when the fraudulent, made-up word Jew was placed in the revisions of the Bible. The word Jew is not the only deceptive word placed in the Bible. Gentiles also does not belong in Scripture. It never was in Scripture and never meant non-Jew, but it's there now. So the whole world has been deceived into believing the Jews are the Israelites of the Bible. Gentiles is a Latin word that means a nation, race, or tribe of people. It can describe any race or people, including Jews. Jews is a corrupted word and magically replaced the word Judah. I say magically because the Jews are magicians, enchanters, whisperers, sorcerers, scribes, and deceivers. Christ said they'd deceive the whole world, and they have, save the elect. Only 13 of the 26 New Testament books use the word Jew. It must also be understood that many of the Israelite Judeans, who were called Judahites, were deceived and brainwashed by the Jews, because even the Judahites were blind and ignorant to the lies and teachings and identity of the Jews, just like today's churchgoers are blind and ignorant of who is Jew and who is Judah. Jews were placed in the land of Judah hundreds of years before Christ by the Assyrians and the Babylonians, and when the land of Judah was merged with Idumea, infiltrating the priesthood and masquerading as Judahites was easy. If you are Jew savvy, then you see that our governments and countries are run by these same Jews who pose as white people. At least 80% of politicians, judges, teachers, and corporation owners are Jews. 96% of the media and 100% of Hollywood is owned and controlled by Jews. 99% of the churches believe the Jews are the Israelites of the Bible and believe that Jesus is a Jew. 99% of our people are deceived and blinded by the lies. This life is a test. Yahweh gave us all the instructions we need to walk in the way. He sent us prophets, preachers, teachers, and watchmen. He gave us the scriptures, dictionaries, concordances, and plenty of study tools. He told us to study, to examine and rightly divide the truth from the lie. He gave us the written and spoken law, and put His law on our hearts. He gave us His Son and the Holy Spirit to guide us. He gave us a brain and the ability to receive divine influence. So there is no excuse for getting a failing grade at the end of the test, unless you were willfully disobedient, willfully stiff-necked, and willfully a just believer.
Just believe.
Yes, the King James Perversion and other versions have the word Jew in them. But you must understand that the word Jew was not in there, or even a word, until the 18th century. So what was there before Jew was there? Judahite, Yehudim, and Judeos. The scriptures were written by, to, for, and about Israelites. The Israelites were not Jews. The Judahites were not Jews. Jews were not called Jews until the 18th century. Before that, the Jews were called Edomites, Canaanites, Idumeans, and Khazars. If you saw a list of the Jews in our government, you would see that most of them are Ashkenazi Jews. Israelites are not Ashkenazis. Israelites are Anglo-Saxon white people. This study and the links provided prove the Jews are not Hebrews, Israelites, or Judahites of the tribe of Judah. Many also believe that Flavius Josephus, the Judahite historian, was a Jew, but Josephus was an Israelite of the house of Judah. Many people don't know that half our presidents were Jews, and so were the Bushes, Clintons, Obama, and even Trump. Many people don't understand that Jews are the ones trying to take our guns and free speech. The Jews are the ones behind abortion. The Jews own and run Hollywood and have molded the minds of Americans by the Jewish values portrayed in the movies. The Jews own the news stations, which are nothing but scripted lies and propaganda. All the wars are bankers' wars and have nothing to do with our national security and safety. Get rid of your TV subscription and stop tithing to Satan every month. What you see on TV is 100% programming. Yes, you have been programmed by Jews. Come up out of her, my people. So why are we exposing Jews and talking all this hate speech? Because we're not going to sit around and watch our own kinsmen be turned into twofold children of hell, because that's what they become when they go to church, trust in church doctrine, and worship a Jewish Jesus. It matters who and what we believe, and if you are believing lies and expecting a Jewish Jesus to save you, then you are in big trouble. This study is a full and extensive study. We will cover every single time the word Jew is used in the Bible and distinguish who is Jew and who is Judah, because Jews and Judah are not the same thing. Again, in the Old Testament, when you see the word Jew, it never is identifying a Jew. It is referring to a Judahite of the tribe or house of Judah. In the New Testament, when you see the word Jew, it sometimes is referring to Jews, but is mostly identifying Judahites, because Christ came to save the tents of Judah first, and then the scattered tribes of lost sheep Israelites of the house of Israel. It just so happens that the land of Judah and Idumea were combined into the land called Judea, and so Jews and Judahites both occupied Judea. So a Judean was not necessarily a Judahite only, but also Edomites, or anyone else living in Judea. The priesthood was filled with Jews, so when Christ was speaking with the Jews, he was really speaking to the Judahites that were deceived, and he was speaking to the Edomite Jews that were robbers and thieves, posing as Levitical priests. I understand this is all very confusing, and it is, by design. The Jews don't want you to know the truth. I keep trying to think of ways I can explain it better, but it's really up to Yahweh if he wants to reveal the truth to you. Receiving the truth is a blessing. Not everyone sees, hears, or understands, or even follows the truth. In fact, most do not. For many are called, few are chosen. Let me try explaining it this way. Let's say the land of Judah was home for the sheep, which it was. And let's say the land of Idumea was home for wolves, which it was. When Judah and Idumea became one combined land with a new name called Judea, the sheep and wolves were forced to live together. The wolves could not just go and devour all the sheep, so they killed only a few sheep and then put on the sheepskins to impersonate them, and the wolves secretly dwelled among the sheep. The wolves started acting like the sheep, but inwardly were still ravening wolves. They appeared as sheep because they were playing the part very well. They even acted pious and kept the feeding cups and platters clean on the outside, but their inward parts were full of wickedness. Before long, the sheep were adopting the ways of the wolves. The sheep started following the hirelings and false shepherds of the wolves' father, the devil, and were led astray. 2,000 years later, all the sheep were identifying as gentle wolves. They were bleeding, were saved, and going on a plane ride. The sheep even started eating pigs and other garbage-disposing animals. They always flocked, on the day of the sun god, to the barn with an Egyptian sun pillar with a symbol of Tammuz on top, and worshipped their canine messiah. They all thought they were paid up, prayed up, and just waiting to go up. What the sheep were believing was just sheer madness. Silly little sheep. Tricks are for just believers. All I'm asking you to do is have an open mind, go through this study, examine the evidence, and then make up your own mind. The word Jew should not be in the Bible. When you see Jew in the Old Testament, it never refers to a Jew. It should read Judahite and is always identifying Israelites of the house of Judah. When you see Jew in the New Testament, it is identifying Judahites and sometimes referring to Jews. Identifying and referring to are different. When Christ is speaking to the Jews, he is really speaking to the Judahites while at the same time exposing the Jews posing as Judahites. When Christ is exhorting the Jews, he's really exhorting the Judahites while at the same time condemning the Jews by their own mouths. There are only a few times when Christ is talking directly to Jews, and those times are when he's calling them children of the devil, that they cannot go where he goes, and that they cannot hear or understand him because they are not of him. It's really important to know who he's talking to, because the Jews are not always Jews. Confusing, yes? We'll sort it out as we go through the study. I pray you join me, and that this study edifies the body of the anointed, so we can get this kingdom built.